All right, men, welcome back to the Optimized Man podcast. Before I introduce today's guest, I just want to let all you men out there know that the Optimized Man 30-day introductory program is good to go. If you're a man that is dealing with insecure thoughts and feelings around his body image, but wants to take action to becoming a stronger, more confident man, hit me up. Send me a DM on Instagram at Optimized Man or book a call via the link. We can get you started at any stage of your life on becoming a stronger, more confident man who lives with purpose. You will not only get a better physical body, but you will get a more stronger, resilient mind that is going to give you the tools that last a lifetime. Now, today's guest is Philip D'Artuoli. Philip is an online coach and personal trainer. He's a big man that moves well. If you check out his Instagram, which is at Hardcore Legend, you will see that he works out religiously every day, and most importantly, he is a father of three young men. Now, he has a great story and he has some great tips. So enjoy this podcast and have a great day. You know, even now in their 30s, because I'm in my later 30s now, but I kind of target men who might have had insecurities around, or they do have insecurities around body image and low confidence. How has your journey been with your kind of your history of working out and trying to be fitter, stronger, or build confidence in yourself? Have you had a pretty, you know, pretty interesting journey?
Yeah, for me, I didn't really have any body image issues unless like I see a picture or I didn't like the way I looked. But as long as I feel comfortable in like the clothes I'm wearing and the clothes that I'm wearing, like, compliment like how I look, then I'm good to go. Because the thing was that I didn't really start gaining weight until I got married, and that was like when I was like 20. So it's like a slow gradual like weight gain, but I was still hitting the gym hard like throughout all those years. So I just went from like a very athletic guy to like start transitioning into like a power lifter, like that's forever bulking. So I didn't really have like any like body image issues. I just know like I wasn't moving the way I used to move. It wasn't until like I went above like 315 pounds. That's when I started feeling like the health effects, right?
Okay.
But like 315 and below, like 300 pounds, I was still moving around. Like I also trained like a little bit of Muay Thai and did like some no-gi or like grappling or jiu-jitsu. So I was still pretty good. Like I could still handle my body and stuff like that. It wasn't until I went beyond 315 that I started to feel like the effects, like, I'm way too heavy.
Yeah.
But as far as like body image issues, like not really. Like I'm more self-conscious about my hairline than I am about my like waistline.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, but I know like when I like just lifting weights and just being strong just gives me that confidence that, you know, it's like it helps. I think it helps balance that. Like, you know, I'm not like some fat slob just walking around. It's like, you know, I'm just someone who's like really strong.
Yeah.
Who just needs to dial in on his diet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell me a bit about that then, like your nutrition and like, how did you see it going south? Like when you were married and after that, were you noticing that your food was changing at all when you started to gain a bit of weight, or were you just eating more of the same kind of thing? Like, did you?
It was a combination of like, because once I turned 21, I was able to drink, right? Then I got caught up in that whole like, you go work hard, you know, you go work, raise a family, you come home, you eat, you drink a few beers, go to bed, and then just repeat that, right?
Yeah.
And I was in the military, so like my sleep was just down, but being that young, like, you know, you got to get up and go grind. So like sleep is just, you know, it's like a privilege. Like it's not something that important. So it's like throughout that year, it's just like habits of like eating late, like drinking, and then like, you know, having a wife that cooks you food like every day. It's kind of like a, So it was just like, it's just these habits of like eating late, like drinking. But I've always ate healthy, or well, whatever I thought that was healthy at that time, like I always went for it. So that was like one of the, I think like my saving grace was like I was never like a junk food junkie or anything.
Yeah, nice. And what do you have you had to make any changes lately? Because you've got a target to get back down under 300. Have you
Yeah,
had to
but
make any tweaks?
yeah, well, back in January, I tried the carnivore month, and I felt really good, like on it, like just I felt like I was able to hit the gym like hard like every day. But I was like on a schedule of like eating like all meat, and then fast. But then when we started like the blitz, that 15-day blitz, I think it threw me off, because now it threw me back into like the cycle of like eating frequently, when I should have just stuck with the with like you know throwing fast like the fast in there. But I didn't want to, I wanted to see like what the 15-day like blitz would yield for me, and it yielded great results. I think I lost like 17 pounds. And I felt like I could get back into a fast, like if I eat like the lean protein and the six eggs. But then like once I was done, like then I just kind of felt like, oh, I need to take a break. So I need to, you know, it's like I did something really hard, and I need to reward myself, which I just kind of drifted back into the old habits.
Yeah, I've had some success with like carnivore, and my diet tends to be very heavily animal based. For lunch every day, I tend to have, three or four scrambled eggs and a couple of sausages, or maybe some, burger patties. And that'll be like my first meal at like midday post kind of jujitsu or workout. And then for dinner, it tends to be usually like maybe some slow cooked meat, or like maybe a slow cooked curry that my wife might have made or that I've made. And I try and limit how much food I eat at night, because it's so easy to eat multiple bowls of food after, you've been at work all day. But for me personally, to stay lean or to get lean, the two meals a day tends to work fairly well. And, I might snack on like a bit of fruit if I need it. And then maybe once a week I'll chuck in like, I won't eat on a night. Maybe I'll just have one meal a day once a week, like a big protein meal and, protein and fat. And yeah, that's worked well for me being lean, because my goal is usually to try and maintain my leanness and maybe put on a bit of muscle. But I definitely think there's something there to be said about prioritizing, protein and quality fat as well, depending on what your goal is. But, you've obviously had some success with it. Do you think you'll go for it again, like, and try and do like maybe something that's a bit more sustainable rather than a blitz? Maybe you just stick to your like two meals a day or whatever it is, or three meals a day that's kind of high protein.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I'm doing kind of like a loose version of it. So it's not lean, but I still aim for like 2 pounds of meat. I do my best to try to make it lean, but then like when I'm finding myself like harder to eat, then I'll add like some fat in it. So that way, because I rather do that than use carbs like rice to kind of like drive up my hunger. So I'd rather just use like more like fatty meats.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's good. So how do you find like do you how are you moving at the moment, like with your current kind of weight and the way you're eating? Are you still doing a bit of Muay Thai? You're obviously lifting weights. You're doing a little bit of grappling and jiu-jitsu at the moment, or is it just weightlifting?
No, it's just weightlifting. Like, because I had like knee pain. And my knees and my ankles are not there just yet, so I didn't want to like keep trying to do like Muay Thai or jiu-jitsu and then like end up having an injury. So right now I'm just doing like a lot of ATG stuff, some short range, long range, like stuff to like really like kind of like open up, especially at like my left ankle. Like that's the one that I feel like is a bit stuck. And then like my like knee pain on my left knee. So I'm continuously like working on that.
Yeah, nice.
And I just lift heavies, just to like keep my strength up and like remind my body that to hold on to muscle.
How old are you now?
So how old I am?
Yeah, how old are you? 'Cause you got two kids?
40,
40.
44.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so like what you said before about like maintain, being confident with, lifting weights and doing a bit of, say, martial arts. For a 44-year-old man, like some people get to that age and they think it starts to go downhill, but like maintaining your strength, particularly like the training you do, like heavy lifting, like to maintain that muscle and strength, right? It's so important as you get older, because you'll start to lose it, as we get older, our testosterone levels drop. But one thing that's also important that I try and talk about too is like that confidence that you get, particularly being a man, from like lifting weights and doing a martial art. Like you get confident knowing that you can pick things up off the ground or overhead, or if you ever had to defend yourself, you can how to grapple or keep your distance and stuff like that. And I think that's so important for anyone to do, men and women, but having that confidence from feeling strong, it's just part of why working out and being fit and healthy is so important, because it boosts your confidence, even if you might have body image issues just like I did when I was younger around my chest. But as I got older and I got stronger and I turned into more of the man I am now, like I'm so glad I started working out at a young age, because I've built a really strong foundation of loving exercise, but it gives me a confidence that, you only get from putting in the hard work in the gym, right? So it's very important.
For me, it's like my training, I like as a once I turned 44, I felt like I cared less about things, right? Like, so I try to match like my strength to that. Like, if I don't give a crap about anything, then I need to have like that strength where it's like it matches my energy. So for me, like my training is to like is in case I need to throw down with anyone at any moment, or at least like trying to fix my knees. So in case I need to run, I'm not too proud to say like if it's like flight that I need to tap into, then it's going to be flight.
I mean, I've often say that to people. One of the best forms of self-defense is learning how to turn around and run.
And I must say, like ever since like doing like oncom and just continue on with like the types of training, like I've been a lot more mobile. So now I feel like I may not be able to jump over like a wall, but I can get down and crawl underneath some bushes and like hide from danger. You know what I mean?
Cool. But no, it's good. Like, you've been lifting weights for a long time. You've paved a pretty good path for your son, obviously, who's an athlete in himself. Like, he's sounds like he's had a he's obviously enjoying jiu-jitsu, but he's played a lot of football as well. So I'm sure he would have got a lot of inspiration from you as well, being a strong, father, role model type of father, right? Have you seen that in
Yeah,
him?
he's pretty good because he was like my overweight child. Like he's been overweight since he was young, and we've always trying to like help him with his weight. But it wasn't until like last year when he finally like took everything we taught him, and he just like went all in. Like he didn't even like he was just focused. And then when he finally saw it, he's like, "Man, I wish I would have listened to you like back in high school." I say, "Like it's okay."
He's only
Cause
19.
he has two older brothers and they're strong. And for him, I think his confidence came from the fact that he was strong as well. Like in high school, I had to keep reminding him, say, like, yeah, you're fat, but dude, you're a lot stronger than I was in high school. Like I wasn't ripping off like 315 off the floor like you did. Yeah, like he's funny because when he was bigger, I think his hip flexors were so tight. Like we needed to put like four plates on the bar for him to break parallel on the squat.
Yeah, wow.
And then he would just fly up. And I
Yeah,
was like,
easy. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, man, this kid.
Yeah. And now he's lost like 100 pounds in 5 months or something like
Yeah.
that. And he's like jiu-jitsu is gonna like if he's got that base, that athleticism base, that strength, as he learns that technique, he'll be a killer on the mats, I guarantee it.
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and him and his brother, they go to different gyms. So it's like they both learn like differently, and then when they meet, then that's when like they kind of like share what they learn from each other.
Yeah, that's
But then
amazing.
they still have to beat their older brother.
Yeah, I'm
And my
sure.
older son, like he wrestles.
Yep.
So most of the time it's like they try to keep up, but then the oldest like will maul them, and then that's when they're like, all right, we need to do better in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll get good. Well, before we wrap it up, I've got another call in a minute. Do you got any kind of like advice for like your younger self that you could give on terms of like training, nutrition, or like the experience that you've had now? Like, what would you give your 19 or 20-year-old? Would you give him a couple of tips if you could say a few things to him?
Yeah, I would say like life is really long, and like 30 is not going downhill. It's like I'm 44, and I feel like I'm still like on my way up. So take care of our health. It's like don't go too crazy with our health. We only have like one body.
Yeah, that's good advice. Because I'm similar to you, man. Like, the older I get, I feel like I'm figuring it out more, and I feel like I'm getting healthier and stronger the more I learn. So I'm looking forward to my 40s. I think it's going to be a good future ahead of the people who are wanting to take the health into their own hands and really kind of learn and progress. So yeah, that's good advice, man. Really good.